Thank you for holding. Is this Gabriel?
It sure is. This is the account manager.
Yes, sir. My name's John. I'm the director here. How are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. What's up? Where are you from?
I'm from Huntington Beach originally, but we're located in Newport Beach, our company, and we're partnered with the Google in Irvine off Jamboree.
Copy that. The one and only. Yeah, so...
Well, that's not the only... There's Mountain View in San Francisco. I got to go up there like 4 times a year to the Mountain View one by San Jose. Yeah.
Copy that. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What do we got going on? Talk to me.
So it's a Google Places placement that we had become available. Are you familiar with any of the Google ads or, like, how the listings work?
Yeah, yeah. We actually have, oddly enough, we have Google ads running, but we don't have a Google page. Everything is just forwarded directly to our phones.
Got it. Okay. Well, it should be directed to your phone still with the Google Business Profile.
Right. Our Google Business Profile got flagged, and we just never re-upped it. Not really too sure what happened there or why it got flagged, but we never really drove much traffic to our Google for, like, sake of reviews or anything like that. But, you know, we do have, like, Nice Job, the review gathering platform.
Yeah.
We should be taking advantage of that and connecting it to our Google, but right now we're just using it to gather home advisor leads. And then also our Yelp reviews.
Got it. Okay. A good friend of mine actually has a company up there in Signal Hill.
Oh, nice.
It's a security company, too. I just forget...
What's it called?
It's their family business. Why is it evading me right now?
Is it Platt?
Platt, yeah. Garrett Platt. Right?
Nice.
Yeah. He went to a private school with me in Huntington Beach called Brethren Christian.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they're a pretty big company.
Yeah, they've had that for a long time, like since I was in high school. I'm 32, so. They've been doing it for a long time. Okay, so yeah, I'm not seeing any Google Business Profile at all. Google Ads is usually pay-per-click. Pay-per-click can be pretty costly. This is a local listing that we're offering you. So you ever see those three guys that show up next to the map there? It's like ASG, Security, Surveillance Systems, LA. Okay, that's what we're talking about.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who necessarily shows up in each area, per se. But, I mean, I'm familiar with the Google platform.
Okay.
And, you know, getting my business listing back up with all my list of things to do.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing we'll do. We'll create it and then get it verified. Google verification is so important in your industry. If you don't have it, you could forget about people even trying to call you off of at least the local listings. But I don't see your ad.
You know, I do have a question.
Sure.
Oh, so first of all, I should tell you, we're in La Mirada now. We're not in Signal Hill. It's actually some old Intel.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm not sure if it still says that on Google or what the deal is, but our website, our Yelp, and everything else.
Yeah, it does. It says that on the old – well, the Google Business Profile is not verified, so there was one that was temporarily created but not completed, and that one has Signal Hill.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay.
2300
so one thing that I will tell you – yeah, that was our old address. One thing I will tell you is that at our new business location, we do have 3 different businesses that are in the same warehouse location. Is that going to be an issue with Google?
That could be an issue with Google. 3 locations, same warehouse. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So you have to have different address, different phone number.
Different address. Okay. So, I mean, we have different website, different phone number. The only thing is the address is the same. Is there
NAPW.
Any way to modify it?
Yeah, they call it NAPW. So it's name, address, phone number, website all have to be different unless it's a franchise. And then even if it's a franchise, you got to have separate locations for the franchise. I'm sorry, what was your question? I'm just making sure I got
so
all
my
this
question
right.
Is no worries. Yeah, we have 3 different businesses in one suite. Location. It's a warehouse / offices, but they all have the same address. And I wanted to know, is there any way to play with the address to get it so that we could get it approved with Google?
Oh, man. Let me ask my rep here. I got him on.
Cool.
Standby. OK. Give me one second. They're just across the street. Sure. So I just want to, because I'm sure this is something that we'll have to do manually. I know if you were trying to process this, like, and you just fill out a verification form or create the business profiles, they'll get suspended.
Uh-huh.
But I think I can have him manually verify.
Oh, nice.
What are the other two businesses?
So I have one company, which is the TCI, is what you know about. The other company is called NextGen. It's we lease security trailers. So if you see, I don't know if you've seen, like, in the parking lots, they have those security trailers with the solar panels and stuff like that, the blue flashing lights.
Yeah,
we lease those.
Okay.
And then the third business is completely.
And I'm like, oh, it's cops.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they are monitored by the police, so that is the benefit of them.
Nice.
So the third and last business is an artificial turf business.
Sure.
So different from the first two, really. But yeah, it's they occupy like the front showroom area.
Okay. And there's not different suite numbers. It's just all the same address.
Yeah, all the same address, same suite number. Whereas like the artificial turf just uses like the showroom in the front, and then the security businesses use the warehouse in the back type deal.
Yeah. He asked if there's different suites, and then I told him no. Now it's just bubbles popping up. I think what he's gonna say is most likely is he can't. Through my 12 years of doing this, it's always been that the name, address, phone number, and website have to be different. I have had guys that I worked with where, you know, maybe the wife has a business that they do out of home, and he has a business and they do it from home, and they get like a family member maybe in the area that can just receive the PIN in the mail. Or sometimes if we put the address down for Google and we hide it, and then they'll do like a video verification or like a phone verification process. That would be the only way to really work around it. But if you wanted to really have both of those addresses like listed, turn by turn directions to the showroom, which I imagine you'd probably want that to be able to have them navigate to you and see what you guys have there. That would cause a little bit of an issue just because one of them is actually like a brick and mortar kind of storefront situation instead of just a, home service, you know, you go to the customer, type business.
Right. What if we played it like that? What if we had one of them that just used the address and the other two businesses just used it as like a home service? Would we be able to use the same address if that was the case?
Yeah, the other one we'd have to hide the address on one of them. But I think that means one of them is kind of like the oddball out.
Right, exactly. Because I mean, the security businesses, nobody really comes here. We're always, you know,
you go to them.
Yeah, we go to them, whereas with the artificial turf business, that's the only one that people would actually come here for.
Yeah. And then for the artificial turf, I'd recommend, he's still typing. For the artificial turf, though, from my own knowledge, I'd recommend that one be an address that you are okay with displaying and get the PIN verification sent there. And then we do a phone verification process and hide the address for the security company. I know we can for sure do it that way.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that would probably work out well for us.
Hold on, let me just make sure. And this is also in La Mirada, right? Both are in this new address
correct,
that you need?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me see what the market is for. Because local listings are a little different than ads. They are based on availability. We can't just launch them. I mean, obviously, if you want to do Google Ads, like a pay-per-click campaign, we could get that set up in, like, a day or two.
Right. We're already doing that right now across all of the businesses.
Yeah. Those are kind of pricey, in my opinion. A lot of times you're paying for clicks that don't actually result in anything, too. So not a huge fan of that.
Right.
I usually recommend local or go straight to Google Guarantee, especially for artificial turf install. I mean, the guys in this area, like Black Diamond, they're cleaning up with Google Guarantee. They're averaging 2 to 3 calls a day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Artificial Turf Direct. There actually is a spot, though. It's weird. If you look up Artificial Turf, La Mirada, there's only two local listings, and one of them's a supplier. The other one's La Mirada Artificial Grass Pavers Landscape Design.
Let me see.
And the other one's ATD Turf, Turf Supplier.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Is there two different things for that?
That's you
for
guys?
Our business?
Artificial
yeah,
Turf Direct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys already have that one listed for Artificial Turf in La Mirada.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Then that worked out well.
14747. Yeah, I mean, this is literally like the only time there's ever that many is when there's just no competition. You know what I mean? Like the main competitor for La Mirada is actually Black Diamond. They're not there though. That's why they're running Google Guarantee, because their local listing wouldn't even hit La Mirada. They're purposely placing their ad over there. Yeah, to get the clients.
Holy smokes.
So,
okay, then you know what?
Locally,
if that's the
fine.
Case, then what we'll do is... Okay, yeah. So I would say let's not even focus on that one then, if that's the case.
Yeah. Oh, you're
let's
good.
Let's focus on TCI.
Yeah. You just got to be there longer and just build up that reputation. But the other one, the artificial grass and pavers, they're like not even... It says they've been there for years and they have only 2 reviews. Okay.
Got it.
Let me go back. TCI. Okay, and this was the main topic of the conversation was TCI to begin with, and then Tara wanted me to do for La Mirada. Okay, so sorry, Caesar. This guy just wrote me a big old paragraph for nothing.
Well, you know what? It might do us some good because we still have 2 businesses that we have going on here. We have the TCI, and then we also have the Next Gen. I don't know if you want to pull up the website for that one.
Yeah, let me look at it.
Going to be next, nexgenhd.com.
Okay. And then this one is the stations, right? The ones that are monitored by the police, you were saying? Okay. Yeah, I've seen those before, actually. There's like CVS at the end of our neighborhood that has that in the parking lot.
Right. Exactly.
It's like right on a corner though, so it's like anytime it's dark, which it gets dark really early nowadays, I'm coming down the street and it looks like there's always police just sitting on that corner. I guess it's a good thing though, it's a nice area.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, I like those things. I didn't know that they were independently contracted though, I thought they all came from the police department.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So there's a couple of different companies that distribute them, but we all use the same central monitoring dispatch. So they're all
so it, like calls the cops right away, and then they can get access to the camera right away.
Exactly.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I've actually had one of those things scare the crap out of me at nighttime, where they're like, "Oh, this parking lot is being monitored and recorded." You know, like, oh, jeez, what
the hell?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay. Okay, so this one should be fine. It is the same industry, though, and the same area. So that's kind of the other issue that we're running into, because it's not like the turf where you don't have competitors in La Mirada. This one, the first stage placement, is stacked with competition. So it's different ball game here. Let me see what
Let's
I can
see.
Do. And then, we wouldn't be able to pin verify the 2 same addresses even if you're hiding them both. That's only if you display one and hide the other. But if you go hide the other, then the AI is going to pick it up. So then we're running into a little issue there. I mean, we could set up the Google Business profile for it, but it's not going to have the first page placement. Honestly, that's kind of redundant. I mean, you could basically do the Google Business profile on your own. You wouldn't need us to set that up for you. The whole point of doing our services would be to get that first page placement. So you kind of have to pick one. They're both in the security category, though, even though they're completely different systems. But what I would recommend is just listing for security keywords, and we could even target the keywords for those stations, right? Like HD surveillance systems or I don't know the exact verbiage for that, but we could have that be a primary keyword maybe for TCI. And then if you start getting calls for that, you could just tell them, we're a parent company to NextGen or vice versa, and, and you can still assist them and generate leads that way for both of them through one campaign.
Right. Okay. Then if that's the case, then I would say let's go ahead and do that, because I'm looking at Yeah, it's really weird. There's a company that's called Premier Security and Alarm Surveillance Cameras that supposedly, I'm looking at the address, and it says that it's in the same business park as us, but they're not in this business park.
Hmm. Who is it?
This is Premier Security Alarm and Surveillance Camera Installation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, off Artesia. That's weird.
Yeah, they're in the same.
Yeah, that's the exact same. But it has suite 5D. That's why I was wondering if you had a different suite number earlier.
No, yeah, we're suite 1D.
Okay, but it's all in the same suite, you know? Like, if you had a separate suite, it'd be easy to differentiate with the verification, but because you don't, you know, that's kind of what's causing the issue with not having two separate locations, but you wouldn't want it anyway. But you're saying that they're advertising for something they don't do?
Well, I they're not in this business park.
Mm.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Well, I mean, they pay for the ads and set the ads up themselves, you know. Every time somebody signs up as a Google partner, they do a client interview where we customize the campaign. So they had to have requested to be found for those keywords if they're listed there now.
Oh, right. So, I mean, they come up as a security and alarm, and I'm pretty sure they're a legit business. I'm pretty sure that they offer the service and everything like that. But I guess what I'm saying is that they're not in this business world. They don't occupy this location anymore, the 5D. It's a different business that's there now.
I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why we have a listing available. I really don't know. They don't usually tell us why a spot becomes available. They just tell us, like, here's a qualified candidates list. Yeah, and then they give it to my rep downstairs, like Tara that you were talking to, and then they just call out until the position fills. So that could be the reason. Yeah, you figured it out before I did. I'm not there with my feet on the ground, so I wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well,
so you wanted to
what are we talking about numbers wise?
Okay. Do you have I know this might be a little off topic, but do you have a Facebook business profile?
No, we don't.
No? So you're not doing anything Facebook ads related then either?
No, we're not. Long story, dude. Our Facebook got taken over by a Kylie Jenner fan page. And we never get it back.
Dang, Kylie Jenner.
That was kind of fucked us up. And, we never been able
That's
to cover
funny.
That one.
Okay. well, so the pricing structure is going to depend on what you want to do, right? We have a local package that does all the local SEO and gets you that first page placement there, as long as you could receive the pin and everything. Or we could do video verification actually, so that doesn't matter. But this one's $199 just by itself with that. If you want to do Facebook ads with that, where we'll build a Facebook business page, not the Kylie Jenner one, right? We'll get you a new one, get it verified, and then run ads through it on Facebook. And that would be more targeting home security because there is a search volume there. It would start at $100. So basically, you're looking at either $199 or $299, whichever route you want to go. And then usually with the Facebook ads, you start with that $100, you evaluate it. If you like the return on investment, we can increase the budget or decrease it. But it's very similar to the Google Ads platform.
Got it. Okay. So then that's what it would cost to manage the page each month and manage the ads, and then it's just the ad spend on top of that. Is that what I understand?
No, so $299 would be the all-inclusive pricing structure with the Facebook ads and hosting and everything for the local listing too.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's no other charges. You don't have any other like lead fees or click fees or call fees with these ones.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then the phone number that we set up, it's our direct line. They call directly to us. It's not like
exactly
a number or anything.
Okay. No, we always use your number unless you ask for the Google Voice number, and then we could provide a tracking number for you if you want to go that route. But
got it. Okay, cool. And then with that Facebook, page, would I be able to set up the Facebook page so that way I can link it to my Instagram, and then you guys can manage it from there?
100%. Yeah, and even when we create it for you, I mean, you still maintain full access to it and ownership of it. We're just building and hosting it.
Got it.
So you still get all the credentials, and then you keep those credentials as well.
Understood. Okay. Then, yeah, I am pretty interested in seeing what we can do with this.
Okay. So let me create the account here. I feel like this will take over your pay-per-click campaign, too. It's a lot less of a headache. You have it professionally hosted.
Right.
Okay. So you want to have this phone number that we're on as the primary line of contact for the business?
No, we actually have a different line.
Okay.
For all of our income leads. Let me get that.
Okay, give me just a sec. Okay, let me know when you're ready, or I'm ready when you are.
So that's going to be 562.
Okay.
743.
743.
Mm-hmm. 7864.
7864. Okay. And then I'll save this line, the 9339, just in case I need to get a hold of you. It's like a cell phone number.
Perfect.
Okay.
That works good.
Yeah, but that won't be displayed anywhere.
Awesome.
All right. And then is your company LLC or incorporated at all?
Yeah, we're an S Corp.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay. And then what's the new address there? I can actually copy it right here. 14747 Artesia Boulevard. And then you said it was Suite 1D?
1D, correct.
1D. Okay, I gotcha. Okay. And I'm going to actually request video verification for this one. See if it can make things move.
Would it be easier to send a PIN? Just because, you know, like we just have like, it's not really, our TCI part of the building isn't really branded. Since we're behind the warehouse.
That's usually the first route that they'll go. They'll automatically send the PIN out. But sometimes if there's an issue with the suite or like the mailing and stuff like that, then the next step would be the video verification. So rather than us like wait a week to request the verification, I'm going to request it right now. So, so that way it comes through. You know what I mean? And then either way, you know, we're not wasting any time. Your last name?
Last name is Olmos, O-L-M-O-S.
Okay. And then what is the business email address where I could send you an outline of the service agreement in writing and your invoice receipt?
Yeah, it's going to be, you can send it over to info@TCI365.com.
Okay. Update. All right, perfect. And how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
We'll go ahead and do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. Okay, is that Monday through Friday? Okay, there we go. Okay. And cash, check, and card are accepted?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I have the business profile created. For a client interview, we actually have two slots available for today. And I would love to knock it out for today if we can, just because I'm not a fan of wasting time. I want to try to get you some results as quickly as possible, just so that we're on the right foot coming into next month. So I have a 2 to 3 and I have a 3 to 4. Do either of those work for you?
Yeah, let's do a 2 to 3.
Okay, perfect. It will be with a separate technician, but I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then they will send it an automated text reminder prior to the call.
All right, if that works.
All right. Go ahead and lock you in here. Okay, and is there anybody else that you would like me to add to the account? Do you have, like, a manager there, or does everything go through you, Gabe?
I'll be the only one handling it on this end of things.
Okay. You do all the client-facing, too?
No.
No? Okay. So you do have a couple guys you could send out. You work multiple jobs at a time?
Yeah, we have multiple. We have eight technicians, eight people that are working for us at any given time.
Okay, perfect. Let's get an idea on the volume. And then there is an account dashboard and tracking system. We have an app that you'll be able to actually download. And then you can keep track of all the leads. And then you can kind of either, if you don't answer to them, you could obviously gather their information. You could dispatch that to your agents, or you could just follow up with them on your own terms. And then obviously we want to recommend your agents request reviews every time they leave a new new job, just so we can start building up the Google business profile for TCI.
Yeah, definitely. And we have so that nice job platform that I was telling you about earlier, it connects it directly to our invoicing software, FreshBooks. And every single time an invoice is sent out, it follows up with a reminder of the ingredient.
Nice. Yeah, that's how our tracking system is. But you have to request the first one manually, and then if they don't respond within 24 hours, it sends them a reminder message.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good system. You know, I like it through text, too, because usually they're already logged into their email, so you don't have to go through the whole, like, sit on a computer, log into your email in order to verify the review on Google. It's just a lot easier that way.
Yeah, all right. Text is the way to do it. I did that.
Yeah, it's super convenient that way. You just punch the star in, write something, submit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the client interview locked in between 2 and 3, and then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $299, Gabe, how did you want to do that?
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and put that on company cards.
Okay, so just to confirm, it says Gabriel Almost, and then it says TCI Engineered Systems on it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not one of the other companies, right?
No.
Okay, if it was one of the other ones, I would just make the invoice say TCI, so that way you could write it off. And then the billing address is the same as the street address for the PIN verification letter? Or is it not updated yet?
No, I actually, because last time I went to the bank, they actually updated all my credit cards over to another address. But is that going to be an issue? Or do I just give you that billing address?
It might. We use VeriSign, so it'll tell me right away if the billing address is the problem, and it declines it.
Got it. Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and use this address here. You ready?
Okay. Yep, I'm ready.
It's going to be 1110.
Okay.
West Town and Country Road.
Okay.
That's going to be in Orange, California.
Okay, you're local. And then the zip code?
That's going to be 92868.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
This is going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. And then on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, it's going to be 5474.
5474.
1522.
1522.
0300.
0300.
6221.
6221. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's going to be 0421.
04 of 28, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
032.
Okay. And we do have a security question, and this is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if you want to verify their identity, they want to verify yours. So you have three options. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, yeah, we'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name, Gabriel?
Last name, Casillas, C-A-S-I-L-L-A-S.
Okay, then I have to re-enter, so C-A-S-I-L-L-A-S. Okay, answers match, save. All right, the good old memory still working. All right, and then...
There it is.
Yeah, it wouldn't show it to me when I punched it in, so I had to memorize it there. All right, okay, and then there's a voice verification because I have you on a discounted pricing structure. So this is going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction.
Okay, very well.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
TCI Engineered Systems.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Yeah, my name is Gabriel Olmos. I am the CEO of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of TCI Engineered Systems today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Gabriel, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Certainly.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you have the right to refuse service to anybody, so I don't know why they even put that in there. I mean, if you don't want to respond to it, you don't have to. And it says...
One thing I will say is that we do have a DBA. Our DBA is TCI Security Cameras. Does that change anything?
No. Should be fine.
No. Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's
you might get a call. Yeah, you might get a call from somebody. Oh, I see what you're saying. And it has the same address?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're going to want to change that. That's going to be a part of the NAPW. So if you can give us access to it, we could change it and make sure it all matches up.
NAPW, what's that?
NAPW, we do on every account. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website cleanup. So it's almost like an audit. They try to make sure everything matches up with business name, address, phone number, and website. They just want consistency across the board.
Mm-hmm. Right, so yeah. When you're doing our website... Uh-huh. Like TCI 365, like it says like TCI security cameras, like that's the name of the business, and then you go to my Yelp, TCI security cameras, and then same thing for my
It's crazy because it says that, and then when you click on TCI 365, the logo says TCI Engineered Systems in the logo.
Okay, yeah, I can get that changed. That's not a big deal.
Okay, so let me ask you this while we're here. How would you like it displayed? What's your preference?
Oh, yeah. No, I would certainly just like it displayed TCI security cameras.
Security cameras. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. This is exactly why we do this.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Update. Okay, it's been switched to security cameras. And then, so one more time, we're still on the voice verification. Can you please state the proper name of the business?
Yes, the proper name of the business is TCI Security Cameras.
Thank you. And hiring our company, Local/, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We're not saying that you can't use anything else, but we want to avoid discrepancies like the plague, okay? So, like, moving forward,
right.
If you're going to add another service, we want to make sure everything matches up, also that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything, okay?
Awesome. Much appreciated.
If you're not sure, just double-check. Better safe than sorry.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us. It says your first month's payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 3rd, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it's going to remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So that'll never go up. It'll just stay $299, and then there's no other charges. You may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. Being that you're not binded to a contract, there's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind either. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop the automatic billing cycle. And then it says,
okay, very well.
Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When this payment clears, you're going to automatically receive an outline of your agreement in writing, the Google verification form, and then the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then as long as you have those things, I will disconnect the line, do some notating here over the next 10 minutes, and make sure you're all set for the client interview at 2.
Fantastic. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Okay. But I want to make sure, like, even if you don't have it done, like going into the client interview, just over the weekend, if you can make sure that you sign the subscription terms and then fill out the Google verification form. That way we're rocking and rolling. Come Monday, we can just come in and knock it all out. Okay.
Sounds good. I'll get it all done.
All right. All right. I'll send you my direct number and extension too, Gabe. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I mean, we have 24/7 customer service, but if you want something done quick, you could always call into me directly.
Perfect. That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Fantastic. Thank you, brother. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.